Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Yoni Mirasi Shiyuchu. With a schus refuas, Rus Victor Bastil, Ravida Chayo Chavit Fege, Ras Michal Dispasia, Rav Shai Ben Lea, Rav Yosef Ben Chana, Rav Baruch Hertz Ben Sarah Tzipora, Rav Michal David Ben Esther Lieber, Rav Chanoch Dov ben Lipsha, Basheva bas Sarah Chaya, Esther Tehila bas Ariel Tzipora, Dina Bracha bas Esther Dasar, Meir ben Eliza. We're going to be discussing the union of Shota, who's a Shota, and this is based on the wonderful Sefer, Mishpatei Hadas. The Makor in the Gemara for Hagdara v'Shoyte and for Simani Shoyte is a Braisa cited in Chagiga 3b. Tana Rabbanan Ezu Shoyte Hayotze Yichidi Balaila Behalon Bebeis Hakvaros Behamikareya Es Ksusoi. A Shoyte is somebody who goes out alone at night when it's dangerous. He sleeps in the cemetery and he rips his clothing. Another Braisa, we have another Simon. Hama'abed mashin nosim, he loses what's given to him. These simanim are brought lahalacha in the Tur in Yeradei and Simon Aleph and in the Shulchan Aruch there. The question of Ezu Shaita and the need to give simanim for a Shaita, don't relate to a Shaita Gamur. A person whose thought processes and behavior are completely off does not require simanim. Like we see in the verse in Ecclesiastes 10:3, Gamba Derech Shesechel Hoylech, etc. Vermela Kol Sechel. Some person, these people, you just see that they lost it. They don't have it anymore. So writes the Tshuva Sateres Chachomim, in Ebenezer, and Simon Yod Zayin, Dovadai, Yishkama Vakama Mishugoyim Gedoylim, Maaseyam Noroyim Luchol Royeyam, Veim Bem Afochad Meosim Dalet Vorim Shevagimorai. There are plenty of people who are crazy, and they don't have the simanim in the Gemara. They're not sleeping in cemeteries, not going out alone at night, they're not ripping their clothing, they're not losing stuff, but they don't have all their marbles. It's clear. And so writes the Heilige Divrei Chaim of Tzanz, Simon and Gimel of his Tshuvas, Zedav al Poshut, Shim Ra'inu Be'echad Shum Meshuga, Hagam She'enu Mekareya Es Ksusoi, Ve'enu yotze balaylo, v'loylon b'beis hakvores, mikol moko mishoyte gomuru, v'ze ein sarich lefnim, v'chei mevuar v'tshuvis mari vayel. And that's a davar pashut, that if we see someone who's meshuga, even if he's not ripping his clothing, etc., he's considered a shote kamur. The Or Sameach writes in his tshuvis, Simon Yud Gimel, ha'davar pashut, the ikar habedika min hashoyte hu begidroi, begeder hadas nikar bediburu shel odom, shu megala al sichloi, im bidaber odom dvorim she'en nam shaychus kederach ha-mishugoyim, hu meshuga gomu. It's poshet that the ikar bedika of hashoyte is in his category, and the category of das is clear in a person's speech, which reveals what's going on in his mind. And if he speaks about things that have no shaychus, that have no relevance to anything, he speaks words of imagination, so he's a meshuga gomur. Kamo ba'adam sheyesh simen v'yesh tviyus ayin, v'tviyus ayin hi akora atzmis, v'simanim ehem atziyunim, shenira shezehu, ve'al pi simanim ein hogim es hanefesh, keina akora b'dibur, שאינו בשכל בר דעס, רק מדבר בין חיבור ומשטר ובלו סדר, זה בגדר תביס עין שהוא שייטה, אבל פעולויס שיוצא יחידי בלילה, הם בגדר סימונים על שטוסוי. ויור שמח says that there's a distinction between simonim and תביס עין. When a person is speaking unclearly, he's speaking nonsense, he's speaking irrelevance, You don't need simanim. It's very clear that we're dealing with a shota. And only if the shtus is nicker in his pe'ulos alone, in other words, when he speaks, when he speaks makes sense. But what he speaks makes sense, but he does maisim that are irregular, that are odd, bizarre, strange, like the Gemara gives the simanim about the sleeping in the cemetery and the like. So those are simanim. Tevius ayin, as you could tell, you could look at him, you could tell he's a shaitan. By his dibul, or his behavior clearly shows he's a shaitan. That's tevius ayin. When we talk about dibur, and we talk about pu'ulos, his actions, his behavior, that's simanim. Those are signs. Now, it's clear that we can also have to be a sign besides with his speech. Like we find the Rambam who says that a shait is possible edus. This is the Rambam, edus 9:9. Shait is possible edus. Loi shoyte shum halich arum, meshaber kelim, v'zorek avonim bilvad, ela kol mi shenitro fa daitoi, v'nimtza iz daitoi mishubeshes tomid b'davur min advorim, av bishum adavur v'shol kenyan v'shar advorim reiz apostol, u'v'chal shoytim yechoshev. So if a person lost his mind, in certain matters, even though, famimu medaber la'inyan, he speaks things that make sense. But certain things he does are meshubash, are just completely messed up. Such a person is a shaita. In addition to somebody who walks around naked, somebody who's throwing stones. That's tviyus ayin. That's another type of tviyus ayin. You have certain actions that are like simanim. And that's what the Gemara gives. And then you have tviyus ayin. You can just tell by his behavior, by his speech. Simani shote are required primarily when we're dealing with a shaita l'davar echot. In other words, his shtus is not expressed in all of his behavior, just in some of his behavior, as we'll see, hopefully, at a different juncture. So we're not going to say, just because somebody does one thing that's out of the ordinary, pitom, we're going to say that he's a shaita. So you have to know what are the simanim or the maisim for which we will define somebody as a shaita. That's the simanim in the Gemara. That's what it says in the Einig Yamtif, Simen Kufnan Gimel. Ezu shayte, v'hu she'af shebuchol inyanof hu pikeach. Normally he's a pikeach. But if he does one of those things, the Gemara says even one of those things, according to one opinion, that it says in the Braisa, so then he's a shayte l'davar echad. Even though with regard to other matters, he's seemingly normal. But then you have another type of person who you could tell he's off the rails. So that's not what the Gemara is talking about. And such a person is also a shota. And the Tshuvas Nefesh Chaya in Simon Chav Zayin and Ebenezer writes, the Gemara who rak b'shvil shanu roim shebedvar mechem u kipikech v'yodeh ma'ala ha'shif. And goes, I'm going to keep shvil advar m'shim b'bayis dinu k'shaita v'am. And I'm going to keep shvil b'shim davar v'u k'shaita l'chol dvar v'am. I've made him great because of a bad day. Hashiv shayte at ushayte mukhi blas is called in yanishtus shabaylam. He says the Gemara's discussion is only about somebody who's normal, And he just does those things, those simanim. But if you see he's off the rails, then he's a shaita. He has a din shaita. What, does a person have to do every shtus in the world to be considered a shaita? Vadanat? In the Tshuvas Ma'arivayel, he writes, "For odd nistapikli miskrile chaluma b'chay gavna, alva pishay shiva kahogen, k'mo shemash me'beidus rishon ma'bakach, kein derech shaitim shalafon me'shivim nechonu mekom kom shaitim hem. Tevadi had the pligar of Yerchem Rufun Eizu Nikra shaita, and alva pishalarina bo shtus ela mekare eksusoi, datu mienu mekare eksusoi, v'enu lami b'es hakvaros, v'enu yotzi b'chid v'ayav shah kodvar bo isa shtus, enu nikra shaita atmeh. So he says that the machlokas in the Gemara, whether you need to have all three, that's what it says, that's what Rav Huna says. You have to have all three. Yotzei yichidi b'alayla, lam b'beis hakvaros, m'kareis k'susai. Rav Yochanan says even one of them. So that's all when in other ways he's normal. But in other ways he's not normal. Then he's a shaita. Nothing to talk about. The Devar Chaim brings in a tshuva about a get that was given to a woman. It's known that her husband was a shote. And the Beis Din were mati her to get married because they checked her husband, Mishas HaGet, and he was Meshiv Kahogan. And he writes, "Amaloi mahani b'digel l'shoite, k'mat kol ha'poiskim malayim lifso ken b'pshitus." So he passes the get. He says, "Just doing this b'dika, you speak to him, he's meishiv kahogan. It's not enough. You know that the guy's a shoite." Like the Marival writes that we quoted before, that there are shotim who are sometimes meishiv kahogan. So certain things, just like I said before, a person's off the rails, a person's wacky, and you don't need these simanim. In the Tshuvas Chachmei Provincia, in Suman Nun Zion, he writes as follows: "Mizesh Teishanim Uhumois Demyoinois Yavhilu Tomit Medamish Eishanoshim Bevitno Veyavchiduhu." So you have this guy who has all these crazy imaginations. He thinks there are people inside of his stomach, and they're causing him fear. And because of this, he doesn't eat meat. He doesn't drink wine. He doesn't sleep in beds. He thinks that the meat and the wine are going to make him sicker. And when he's lying in his bed, he's afraid that the people in his stomach are going to scare him. And therefore he sleeps on the floor or on the bench. When it comes to everything else, he's totally normal. Just when it comes to these things, he's wacky. So in the medical language of today, we would define this as hafraot psichotiot. Psychotic, he's psychotic. And this psychosis is expressed just in these matters. So the post can call this a shota ledavar echod. We already brought the braisa that a shaita is a yotzei yechidi b'alayla, he sleeps in the beis hakvaros, he rips his clothing. Another braisa says he's ma'abid ma'ashen noisim lo. So the Gemara doesn't tell us how he acts in other matters. We can say that we're talking about somebody who's normal otherwise. And we can say somebody we don't know how he acts otherwise. And we want to assume that from these simanim, he's crazy. There's a machlokas rishonim. The Rambam in Eidus 9:9 writes, "Hashoyta posul leidus min haTorah." Lefi she'eino ben mitzvahs. Because he's not chayv in mitzvahs. Not a shote who walks naked and breaks kalim. He breaks things and he throws stones. Not only such a shaita, elamisha nitrofa daita. Anybody who's crazy, who lost it, and his das is meshubish always, his mex mixed up. Even though, in certain matters, even though in other matters he's completely normal. But in certain things he's crazy. So he's pasul la'edus and he's considered a shaita. So it would appear that the Rambam learns simani shaita, even somebody in other matters, is normal. Even though in other matters we know that he's normal, still he is a din shaita. And therefore, according to the Rambam, somebody who in a certain matter is crazy has a din shaita. And even if he's normal in other ways, he's included in a shaita, in the category of a shaita. However, not everybody agrees to this. Tosfos writes, "Kevin shu shayte be'echad vadi ashlach zikoy becheska shayte l'chol davar." Since he's a shayte in one matter, we have to be machzikim as a shayte in all matters. And the Tefuah Shor explains in Yeridei in Siman Aleph, Siv Kot Nid Aleph. When Tosfos says, "Yeshlach zikoy becheska shayte l'chol davar," this means when he doesn't ma'ase shtus b'davar echad, and we can't check him. Otherwise, we assume he's completely a shaita, but if we checked him out, and he's otherwise he's a bar das, then he doesn't have a din shaita. So that's the understanding of the Tefuah Shor. So we have the Rambam who says that, and he seems to say, and that's how the Sma understands the Rambam, that even if we know that he's normal otherwise, if he has this simanim, he has a din of a shaita gamu. And then we have Tosus who says that talking about somebody we don't know, he acts otherwise. We assume he's a shaita gamur, but if we find out that he's not, then he's not. And that's how many of the poskim learn Tshuvas Semach Tzedek, and Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak and Eben Ezra, Chelik Beis Siman Vav, Tshuvas Divrei Chaim, Chelik Beis Siman Ein Dalet, and others. But there's a machlekes here between Tosfos and the Rambam. In the Tshuvas Semach Tzedek, in Eben Ezer 153, he writes another reason that a shayta l'davar echad is not considered a shayta l'chol dvarav, because according to him, he's considered itim chol and itim shayta, sometimes normal, sometimes not normal. Writes the Heilige Tzemach Tzedek, the kmo itim chol and itim shayta v'af shehuch sakein liyaz itim shayta koshu ha'teisus yivam islam e'alaf ha'mibazim kol zois Beis shu cholim de dainin like a pikeach, av shenisha bo asher she is shaita leitim, begam achsha beinu rak cholim, below shafu legamri, mushkos lagashbe, kamo kein zel shu pikeach u chol dvar, av shu bedav rechadu shaita, ein ze moinea, pikhusoi nishar dvorim shu pikeach behem. So, if you have somebody who is sometimes normal and sometimes shaita, even though he's muhsak to be sometimes a shaita, nevertheless, when he's normal, he's normal. So if you have a guy who's a shaita l'dav rechad, he's not considered a shaita if you know that he's otherwise normal. Not everybody agrees with this equation between shaita l'dav rechad and itim chol and itim shaita, and hopefully we'll see that. So until now, we wanted to say that there's a machloekis between the Rambam and Tosfos. However, not everybody learns that way. There's some who learn that there is not. The Ma'arit relates to the Rambam who writes in Halacha Yud there, Hapsoim b'yoysi shein makirim dover dvorim shesoysim zezer reyla v'chal ha'shoitim. Marit explains that the psoim, these fools, these people who are mentally incapacitated, so they don't have a din shaita. It's only an edus. So you can't trust what they saw. But in other areas, they know what they're doing, then it counts. They don't have a din shaita. Void Neri writes, the layamar ken elin in edus, shetzarach lait al mash avar kva. Yishlach Hashem and nidin lo boi sheshash ha dover ken. And it's chalif lo dover bezulas ha mecha shalafoim en makim and varam shesois mesez ha veich yoyed achshav am rosh abad chila avol kishanu boim lakayim dover imay. Memekach umemkor bekidushim b'maz b'lei b'savir ובאנן מכירים שהיבן את הדברים, כגון זה אליו שייטהו, וריק ופיקח לכל מה שהוא עושה בדס, שפוי לפנינו. It's only an edus. So maybe he mixed it up. But if we want to do his business, or his kitten, or his kiddushin, and he's normal, seems normal, he knew what he was doing, he doesn't have a din shayta. If he knew what he was doing, he doesn't have a din shayta. And some poskim say it's not only talking about halacha tes. The Rams talk about psayim v'yoser. Those halacha yud shaita l'davar echad. So in other words, the Rambam was saying that this din of shaita l'davar echad is a shaita, even though otherwise he's normal. It's only talking about edus. But otherwise, he doesn't have a din shaita. If he knows what he was doing in this particular area, it counts. The Nelda B'Yudah also learned that the Rambam was also talking about Eidus. So the Sefer Zichron Yosef in Siman Yud, and it's Shuvin Or Yashar in Siman Yud Aleph, says that can't be the fact. In other words, the Rambam only holds this about Eidus, because how come the Rambam never else explains the Mu'us of Hashayt? It's the only place the Rambam talks about the Mu'us of Hashayt. So it must be the Rambam is telling us a general category of shaita, not only in the Yenetus. And the Rambam writes, Lefi she'enon ben mitzvahs, that's a category that applies to the whole Torah. The Rambam writes, Hareza pasu v'chal shaitim yechashev, that applies in the whole Torah. And also the Avnei Nezer, in Siman Chof Gimel, is doicha b'charifus. The Shoyal who wanted to say that the Rambam is only talking about Eidus, and he says, what are you talking about? He says, it's Buki Sruki, it's Shtuyot what you're saying. The Rambam says he's not a Ben Mitzvahs. He's not a Ben Mitzvahs, he's not a Ben Mitzvahs. It applies not only to Eidus. And the Get Makushar, in Siman Yadalid, he explains the Rambam is like Tosfos for a different reason. According to him, the Rambam talking about a shayta l'davar echad is only talking about someone we know, that it's the Chacham Mishar Devarav. Otherwise, the Rambam shouldn't have written Afa Pisha Medabra B'Shol Kenyan Medvar Macherim. Rambam should have written Afa Pisha Daito Nechone B'Shar Devarav, which is a bigger chiddush. And that's the opposite of somebody whose das is mishubeshes, his das is normal. So the Rambam is only talking about, says the Get Mekusher, somebody who is medaber v'shol k'inyan, but we don't know if he's normal. And the reason he has a din of shoyte l'chol dvarav is when it's known that he has a Dvar Shtus, even if he's Medaber Kinyan, it's not enough to take him out of the category of Shaitan. Dein Svara writes the Get Mekusher, and so writes the Igros Moshe to explain the Rambam, and Ibn Ezer, Kufchaf on of Beis. Dein Svara Shia Shaitan Medaber Echad Bilvad. Ve'af Pishan Aroim Shemedaber V'Shol Kinyan B'Shal Dvarim Inner Klum. So even if he's medaber v'shol kinyan in other matters, it's not enough for us. Doesn't mean he has clear knowledge, clear understanding. In other areas, he's also mavubal, since he has this ruach shtus. In other things, he's shol kinyan. That doesn't mean he has das tzlula. So in other words, the Rambam says that if somebody has one of these simanim, it's a shaita, mahalichar, mishavakelim, sarakavanim, kol mishinetrefadaita is a shaita, even though he's medabra v'shol ke'inyin. He's possible and he's included in category of shotim. But that's only if he's medabra v'shol ke'inyin, because that doesn't mean that he's normal. That doesn't mean that he's normal. Originally, we wanted to say that if he's medaber v'shol ke'inyan, we're saying he has these simanim, but otherwise he's normal. And that's against Tosfos, because Tosfos says if he's a shaita bedaber echad, we have to assume he's a shaita for other things also. But if he's not, then he wouldn't be considered a shaita. So there's a machlokas Rambam and Tosfos. Rambam holds that all you need are these simanim, he's a shaita gamur, and the Tosfos holds no. You need him to actually be a shaita, and you assume that if he's a shaita and leave with these simanim, he's a shaita in other things as well. But if you find out that he's not, then he's not. That's against the Rambam, who says that if, even if he's not a shaita in other things, then he is a shaita, because he has these simanim. But now we're saying, as Rav Moshe wants to say in the Get Mekusher, that even the Rambam agrees that if he has these simanim, he's considered a shota, because you assume he's a shota in other areas, and the fact that he's shol ke'inyan, that he can have a normal conversation with him, doesn't make him normal. It doesn't mean he's normal, it doesn't mean he has das tzlula. But if you know he has das tzlula, then he's b'seder. And these simanim are not enough. Just if he has these simanim, you assume that he's crazy. The fact that he's shol kinyan is not enough for us. According to this, the Rambam is agreeing with Tosfos. So we have, according to some poskim, a machlokas Rambam and Tosfos. Are these simanim enough? According to the Rambam, yes. According to Tosfos, no. And they read the Gemara saying these simanim because you assume that he's a shol in other ways as well. According to the Tzemach Tzedek, we saw that a shota l'davar echad is not a shota l'chol dvarav necessarily, because he has a din of itim cholam and itim shota. Maybe he's a pikeach in other areas. And therefore, Tosfos says that since he's a shota, we could be machzik him as a shaita l'chol dover, but if he's not, then he's itim chala itim shaita. And others hold that it's the Rambam is only talking about dinei eidus. Dinei eidus, these simanim are enough, but not when it comes to other areas. So Rambam's not arguing with Tosfos. So, we still have a lot to talk about. And in Mitzvah Shem, we will see a lot more in the future. Very, very broad topic. It's a fascinating topic. So please stay tuned. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friends.